Siddur Stippus series is sponsored by Dr. Nain Jack Nussbaum and for Shlomo Achol Yisrael. In particular, we daven for Hananya Shmuel Lipa ben Charnalea, as well as in the merit of all those who are looking for their basher. We last left off, Av Rabba can be Yotze Birchos HaTorah, based on Atosos and Brachos. Shulchan Aruch records this Lahalacha and Simon Memzayin. Person, for whatever reason, omitted Birchos HaTorah, when they recite Av Rabba, it can take its place. And we asked, how does that work? Av Rabba includes within it reference to many mitzvahs, several mitzvahs, not just the mitzvah of learning Torah. So how can it possibly replace or fulfill the mitzvah of Birchas HaTorah? Moreover, when the Rambam records this, or rather when the Shulchan Aruch records this, he says, you have to learn right after davening in order for the Av Rabba to count retroactively as Birchas HaTorah. How does that work? So he mentioned Pachad Yitzchak Rav Hutner, quotes from the Gemara Megillah, Mevatlan Talmud Torah for mitzvos. Why? Osek b'mitzvah patur mina mitzvah. And we spoke about Rav Hutner's principle that bitulo zehu kiyumo. The whole goal of learning Torah is on lumar amanas lasos. We're learning in order to perform. When there's a conflict between the two, we go and we practice. We perform what we learned. It's a tanai in the Talmud Torah that express itself in the kiyum, in the fulfillment of a mitzvah. In fact, the Rambam, when he says that a person interrupts learning in order to go to perform a mitzvah, when the Rambam records this in Hilchos Talmud Torah, the third parak, he says, and you return to your learning. The Rambam adds that in. Why is that important? And you return to your learning. So Rav Hutner develops the notion that if when you leave your learning, what you're doing is a mitzvah, that is a fulfillment, it's an expression, it's an application of the learning, not an interruption of it, but rather the completion of it. Bitulo zehu kiyumo, interrupting the Torah learning is a form of fulfilling the very goal, the very essence, the very purpose of the Torah learning. And that's how Rav Hutner explains why Av Rabba can count as Birchas HaTorah. Ah, it has a reference to many mitzvos, not just the mitzvah of learning Torah. The answer is, a tanai in all Talmud Torah is kiyum mitzvos. So even the reference to the other mitzvos is in itself an extension of the concept of learning and the fulfillment of learning, number one. Number two, why did the Shulchan Aruch qualify and say it only can count as Birchas HaTorah if you in fact learn after davening? Because again, that's consistent with the Rambam's idea. When you learn after davening, then you are in fact learning with a tanai for the kiyum amitzvos. You are fulfilling what you pledged and you promised to be able to do. So it doesn't work. Av Rabba can't work as a Birchas HaTorah if you don't go back to learning. But if you learn after davening, then Av Rabba with the mitzvos in it are part of the tanai and the kiyum of Talmud Torah, and it works in that manner. It works in that fashion, and that's why paskin halacha lamaisa, that if a person omitted Birchas HaTorah for whatever reason, Av Rabba can count in its place. Now the Gemara and Brachos and the Rishonim, their debate, what is the exact year? So what is the language we use? Is it the same in the morning and the same at night? Ashkenazim, Paschim, it's different. In the morning we say Av Rabba, momentarily we'll daven Marv, and at night we say Av HaSolam. So why is it some say the same? Why is it some do differently? The groin is Haggadah. It's very timely. On his interpretation of the paragraph of Vihisha Amda, the Gra says the distinction is the following. In the morning we wake up and we have a clarity and an optimism and a faith. In the morning we wake up with a sense of hope, the promise of a great day that'll be filled with great love. In the morning you wake up, and if you survive the night, if you wake up rested and ready to take on the day, you can't help but feel Hashem's Av Rabba. You feel His great love burning and permeating inside. But at night under the cloak of darkness, under the frigid cold of Boca Raton in March, at night, when you experience the gullus, there's a sense of the exile, which can bring a sense of helplessness and hopelessness, then it's not an Av Rabba. You're not feeling that great love, but rather it's Av HaSolam. What you're counting on is the Av HaSolam, the fact that Hashem has promised us that He has loved us, does love us, and will love us. The Av HaSolam, we're tapping into His great promise of Li'olam Va'ed, of Li'olam U'Li'ol Me'ad, that He will love us now and forever. So when you see and when you feel and when you're filled with hope and optimism and positivity, it's Av HaRabba, says the Gra. But at night when it becomes dark, at night when you feel the harshness of the exile, then it's not Av HaRabba, a great love you feel, but an Av HaSolam that we tap into and that we use to survive. The Rinas Chaim, Rav Chaim Friedlander, expands. And he says, Av HaRabba becomes Av HaSolam even when you can't feel it. So it's the very fact that in the morning, it's the morning when we make a withdrawal from the Ava Rabba, we feel His great love for us. That moves us, it transforms us, it reassures us when we tap into the Ava Rabba in the morning. And we'll speak about tomorrow night the way the Netziv said Ava Rabba. When you feel His love, when you feel His love in the morning, then it's able to translate to an Avas Olam. You know, parents, if parents are able to affectionately communicate their love to a child, the child continues to draw from that love, even when they're no longer with the parent physically, or even when that parent has left this world and they're no longer able to be with that parent. But if they feel, if they successfully communicated an Ava Rabba, a great love, then it is an Avas Olam, it is a love which is everlasting. So when in the morning we're invested and we feel Hashem's great love for us, even under the literal or metaphorical cloak of dark, of night, we feel that Avas Olam, we feel His love for us. The Maharal in Nesivas Olam, in Nesiva Avoda writes, that in the morning Ava Rabba is Godel Ha'ava, and at night Avas Olam is Nitzchias Ha'ava. In the morning it is speaking to the greatness, the vastness of Hashem's love for us. And then in the evening we tap into the Nitzchias, the fact that it is eternal, it is immortal, that it is never ending. We'll continue with this next time, but many people mistakenly think that other religions are the ones who came up with the idea that God loves you. We're supposed to love God. We'll read momentarily. We have a mitzvah to love God. Who says God loves us? Who says? He said. He said it all over Torah and Nevi'im. And we quote Him as telling it to us. Av Rabba, Av Tanu, Hashem loves us. Every morning we start our day by reminding ourselves we are loved by Hashem. That God loves us. And we shouldn't allow anyone else to take this from us and make it their bumper sticker. It is absolutely our billboard and our bumper sticker.